and welcome to Legal Eagle on West Kent Radio. The common theme on all of our Legal Eagle episodes is the need to plan ahead and understand your rights before entering into any legally binding contract. Today's topic is no exception, and I'm delighted to welcome back Louise Mackay, a solicitor at Berry & Lambert Solicitors, to explain about easements. So welcome back, Louise, and thanks for being our Legal Eagle.
Thanks for having me back.
So what exactly is an easement?
So an easement is essentially a legal in right enjoyed by an owner of a piece of land over another piece of land. So you'll have a dominant land, which is the land with the benefit of the right, and the servient land, which bears the burden of that right. Most commonly recognised easement would be a right of way. So one party has a right of access across someone else's land, but they don't own that land. You also have other rights, such as a right to park, rights of support, right to drainage, right to use services such as cables, or even a right to light. So these can come with some form of burden or restriction on the servient owner. So for example, with a right to light, this would in essence restrict the servient owner's land in terms of what they can build, because they can't interfere with this neighbour's right to light. In order to be an easement, the right must provide something to the dominant owner. It must involve two separate plots of land owned by different individuals and be capable of being the subject matter of a grant.
Okay, so but how would you know if you have any easements?
So the first place to look is going to be your title documents. So your title register and the title plan. You could even look at the title documents of your neighbours. You can get that online. These should provide you details of any express easements that come with the land. The wording interpretation can sometimes be a little bit tricky. So if you're confused, it's best to discuss this with your solicitor.
Absolutely. So what if it's not mentioned on your title documents?
So if they're not featured on any of the title documents, then there are other options that you could explore. Say if this easement needs to be formalised, if you're looking to sell or there's a dispute. So if you've been using this easement for a long period of time, typically over a period of 20 years, you may have acquired what's known as a prescriptive easement. There are various ways that these can arise in law. However, really, what you would want to establish is that the right has been continuous. It has been used without force, without secrecy, and without the permission of the owner. There is also common law recognition of an implied easement by necessity. And this is where an easement is needed for the dominant land to such a degree that that land would be unusable without it, so you couldn't access it at all. It's a very high bar to evidence this and achieve it, so always be wary of that. Additionally, parties are free to agree the granting of easements. And so if you can reach an agreement, this is probably going to be the most straightforward and cost-effective means of formalising it. So always seek to negotiate amicably if you can.
Well, I think we've all seen incidences in the press where things haven't gone to plan, they haven't thought ahead, and things haven't gone quite how they'd have liked. So that's definitely great advice. But what happens if there is a dispute over the easement?
So, well, as I said, the first thing to do is look at your title deeds to see whether there are any details of what this easement is, whether it's clear and included in them. If there were the presence of this easement and the other side were to argue it wasn't there, the extinguishing of easements and the abandonment of them is a very high bar to achieve. So it would be quite an uphill battle for the servient owner to say their right no longer exists. If it is in the title deeds, or you believe you would be able to establish by another means, e.g. a prescriptive easement, you would want to be writing to your neighbour or the servient owner of the land, explaining your position. If they fail to engage or it is disputed, you would then want to look at bringing a claim. So this claim would be either seeking a declaration that the easement is present or not present, or modification, or damages, or even injunctive relief, depending on the circumstances. As I said before, it is always worth seeking to negotiate where you can to reach some form of agreement with your neighbour.
Thanks so much, Louise. That really does clarify the need to fully understand your position before purchasing a property in order to preempt any possible issues. If you need help on this or any other legal matter, do contact the team at Berry & Lamberts, who are the best people to put your minds at rest. So you can hear this episode on the West Kent Radio website, and do join us again next month for another Legal Eagle with Berry & Lamberts.